This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There is a tempest in the teapot. I know I've told you guys to be patient. You've been patient. You keep wondering, Kevin, when's the anvil going to fall and crush these rascally scoundrels of Democrats, scandalous Democrats? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. It's coming. And I know you're, oh, come on, Kevin, you've been saying that. Look, I've already laid it out for you guys. I said, you're going to watch it brew and brew and brew. When the Democrats lose in November, you're going to find it crush them. At that point, it's over. Because let me tell you what the Democrats will understand when the midterms don't go the way that they think they will. They will understand that Trump is in power now for six more years. That Donald Trump will continue to remake the courts unobstructed. That Donald Trump will be able to put an end to all of the nonsense of the Mueller investigation and all these other things, and they will be sunk. They know this. All you got to do is you have to go do your job. Leading up to the midterms, I warned you. I said you're going to see a level of desperation unseen in political history because you have witnessed over the last decade the most corrupt, unscrupulous government in the history of this republic. It rivals that of any banana republic. It just looks more civilized. They dressed it in a suit and called it Obama. They dressed it in a suit and called it Eric Holder. They put it in a nice little dress and called it Loretta Lynch or Hillary Clinton or whatever. But it is a corrupt dictatorship that is a banana republic run by a series of dictators. That's what it is. That's what it's been. Make no mistake about it. The funerals of McCain and Aretha Franklin are indicators of that desperation. The left believed that they could use emotions to sway people during the time of death. And what it tells me is that the Democrats sensed the end. Because it was such a lack of decorum, that's the only thing you can figure. A person dies, you think you're going to get up there and you're going to say kind words about the person. And that'll be it. They didn't do that, folks. They decided to torpedo Trump. That's the first time in history that that I can remember where they used such a public format. And I'm talking about it went on for hours. It was an awards show. Everybody that came up, how great John McCain was. People that hated John McCain up there, oh, you know, he did this. But Barack Obama saying John McCain never was a racist. Go back and look at, in 2008, all the times that the Democrats called him a racist. Or a sexist, or something else. And he dare invite these people to his funeral. And look at the number of people who stood up in Aretha's funeral and talked about Trump. She needed to put in her will, don't say anything about anybody else. Just eulogize me. People forgot who she was. It was like, who do we come here to see? What was it? I forgot. Don't be surprised if you forgot. Everybody that got up, Jesse Jackson said, you need to go out and register to vote. That's what Aretha would have wanted. It's crazy. I'm not playing a single clip from any of that clown show. I said it the other day because it's embarrassing to the nation. Everybody watched this. And you know what the world is watching? The world watches as all these clowns get up there and they say, we hate Donald Trump. Donald Trump's so mean. Donald Trump. And they wonder, how have you lost your sanity, world, when your president has done a job that no other president had opportunity to do and didn't do? How do you do it? Barack Obama sat for 8 years on a piece of legislation that could have made Martin Luther King's, I think there's a place where they have a statue, he could declare it, you know, like a national park or something. Trump did it in a day. Barack Obama wouldn't even sign it. Anyway, does anybody believe that Americans became outraged at Trump over these two disgusting displays by the Democrats? I'd love to see the polls. I haven't seen any, so don't look to me, pardon me, for answers. But I predict Donald Trump, if we do have a poll, you guys can look, but there'll be a steady rise in both his popularity and his job performance. But now, think about the movie that's coming out, Space Race. You know, the what's it called? One Man or something Man? Lone Man? Anyway, it's about Neil Armstrong putting a flag on the moon during the space race. And guess what? They don't want the flag to be placed. They wrote it out. Because it might be offensive. Other countries might go, well, look at them putting that American flag on the moon. That iconic image that the United States beat the Soviets to planting a flag on the moon, well, it could be offensive to somebody. What are you talking about? That's history. That's what happened. Now, I don't know how much I can prove to you that the Democrats don't want you to feel American pride, except that. And they asked Ryan Gosling, well, Neil Armstrong would have wanted it this way. How the heck do you know? How do you know? Let me put it. If Neil Armstrong would have wanted it that way, he wouldn't have placed a freaking flag. See, I don't have to go into Neil's psyche. I don't have to interview all the people around Neil to know if he didn't want to showcase that America had beaten everybody to the moon, he wouldn't have placed the flag there. What an amazing thing not to do. And then to try to rationalize it. And you can watch every political talk show. Oh, well, that's the right thing to do. No, it isn't. I mean, I'll tell you what. Let's go back and look at the Olympics, the Jesse Owens Olympics, and let's have Jesse lose. Let's not let people know that we defeated Nazism on the track and we made a statement about black folks to Hitler. Let's just, because we want the Germans to feel good about themselves now. I don't give a crap what the Germans feel. Jesse Owens went over there, whooped Hitler's butt. He showed the Aryan nation that brothers can outrun you and had Hitler rethinking his whole strategy. Hitler was going, you know what? We might have to integrate. We might need to get a few black folks over here and make sure that the gene pool stays pretty clear. I mean, can you make a better statement than that? But what I would love to see them rewrite this. Or how about Joe Lewis doesn't knock out Max Schmeling? Did I say Lewis? Joe Lewis doesn't knock out Max Schmeling. You know, let's just rewrite all of history to make people feel good. Oh my gosh, man, these people are crazy. And you wonder why we get up every day, you listen to this show, and we fight. I think I just gave you the answer. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, we're talking about what the left does, how they plot, how they scheme against us all. And that's what they, it's sport for them. They don't care about, you know, is it good for the country or whatever. That doesn't matter. They gotta beat you. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I was thinking about this, you know, because we had the movie open and it was spectacular. I swear to you, when you watch Bleeding Blue, go check it out, bleedingbluemovie.com. We're going to be going into the next wave. Going to try to get 50 locations to sponsor this movie. The reviews on this movie will blow you away. That's what I have to tell you. It'll blow you away. Anyway, as I was watching the movie for the, I don't know, probably 50th time, I was thinking about when the left actually lives up to their code. For example, if an illegal who becomes a cop gets killed, would leftists suddenly respect the police? You get what I'm saying? If they were forced to live up to their code. So they don't like cops now. But if an illegal cop was shot and killed by black thugs, what would they say? If an illegal cop was killed by, let's say, a white criminal, what would they say? If an illegal woman was killed by a male of any sort, what would they say? You get where I'm going with this? This is the easy thought exercise you can play at any time when you're considering how leftists react. Now, we look at this and we go, first of all, what do you mean he's an illegal, he or she is an illegal law enforcement officer? How's that even possible? But the left would condone an illegal person being a law enforcement officer and then would side with the said illegal under the right circumstances. They would hate it if an illegal cop got killed while they would mock another cop. And I was talking about, in that same context, in the case of McCain, the left didn't have much use for him in 2008. They called him a warmonger. They called him a hothead. They said he was a racist. And no matter what McCain did, he didn't, we're not going to pick on Barack Obama because of his name, and we're not going to look into his past, and I believe he's an American citizen, and I don't need to see his grades. He seems like a very brilliant man. And, you know, here's Mr. Magnanimous, Maverick Magnanimous McCain, and they were torching this dude. The minute he became the Republican nominee, they went from gloves off. They got who they wanted. T-Rex McCain can't move his arms. War hero. They teased the man about his injuries. And then they ridiculed the crap out of him and called him everything I just told you about. Now, upon the news of their ability to politicize his death, leftists suddenly found their willingness to honor McCain's service to America, not only as a veteran, who, by the way, the left hate, but also as a right-wing politician whom the left hate. No longer was McCain deemed a baby killer, as they call many of his military buddies. As long as the senator hated Trump, he was absolved of all of his ills. These very same anti-military, flag-burning, anthem-kneeling leftists honored Colin Kaepernick, recently with this contract from Nike, and they support it. They endorse it. They go, Kevin, there was a 31% increase in online business over this quarter, and I'm going to get into that. It's not nearly what you think. Leftists have no respect for the rule of law in cases of black thuggery from BLM or leftist thuggery from Antifa. But they love the witch hunt of crooked FBI agents colluding with the NSA, the FISA courts, the special counsel, as long as the objective is to get Trump, ergo, to get you, to teach you a lesson. They cheer against President Trump's stellar economy because it validates us and our opposition to the economic midget that Barack Obama was. And then in order to kind of assuage their because how guilty must you feel when you're cheering against your own portfolio, you're cheering against your job, you're cheering against your upward mobility, you're cheering against all the things that America represents. So they go, well, it was Obama's economy anyway. He started it. Sure he did. They hate their good fortune, and their portfolios be danged. So what, they have more time for their kids? Because truth be told, they hate their kids. Leftist kids have no interest in taking care of their parents. Give me my inheritance because I'm entitled and I don't care what happens to you. And so those very same parents are going, well, I'm just going to spend all the money and I'll be a self-indulgent parent. So what, they have more money and time for vacations? They have a country to save from prosperity. Look at all these clowns yelling for the impeachment of Trump, invoking the 25th Amendment as if they have read or followed the Constitution. Yeah, these guys, no respect for the law until the law goes after us, until they sic the IRS on us, until they sic the special counsel on us. I'll talk about what happened in Mueller. Mueller had a big break in the case over the weekend. He got another skin on the wall, kinda. So we'll talk about that. They want you to believe Barack Obama is responsible for this economy when he flatly said, and this is words to haunt them, Barack Obama said, what is Trump going to do to save Carrier? What's he going to do to bring business back to America? Wave a magic wand and bada bing, bada boom, Trump waved the magic wand and he saved Carrier and he's bringing business back to America. Then Barack Obama said, you know what the new norm is? Manufacturing jobs are going to go overseas and there's nothing this man can do about it or anybody else, anybody that votes for him. If you believe it, you believe in a lie. And what did Trump do? He brought back 400,000 manufacturing jobs, not even breaking a sweat. Wait till you get the final number after 8 years. Jobs that Barack Obama said would never come back, and he proved it because he was losing manufacturing jobs every year. In his last year, he lost 17,000 of them. And then Barack Obama made another prediction. He says the new norm for GDP is 2%. Because he couldn't get it over that. So he was like, well, we just got to get used to it. That's the new norm. We're going to be losing jobs. The new norm is going to be this. It's doom and gloom, people. And Donald Trump said, disregard that silly Negro. The new norm is going to be well over 4%. We might even get into the fives. And what did he go out and do? He went out and he proved it. And the left hate it. Yeah, they want to impeach him now, invoking the 25th Amendment. They claim Trump is incapacitated, which begs the question, what would Trump do if he were sane? Maybe we should ponder that when we come back. Because if Trump is really stupid and he's unhinged, he's certainly getting pretty lucky with the economy and a lot of other stuff.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The leading edge of Hurricane Florence has arrived in North Carolina with tropical storm force winds carrying drenching rainfall onto some of the beach communities. Florence was downgraded from a Category 4 to a Category 2 hurricane, although it still is expected to bring feet of rain to the coast. Many folks have evacuated, but not Richard Cook of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. He explains why he chose to stay on the beach.
Been through storms. I've left here and I went home inland, and it'd be worse there. So this is my life. This is what I want to do, and it's my decision. This is my home, and this is where I want to stay.
Following days of questioning by lawmakers on Capitol Hill, the Senate Judiciary Committee has decided to move the committee vote on the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to next week. The committee vote will now be held September 20th at 1:45 Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was in San Francisco a few months ago, the nation's largest outdoor homeless shelter, San Francisco. You ever been there? Lousy with homeless guys. They have their own newspaper there. You ever seen that? They do it in a lot of cities. San Francisco, Seattle, Portland. Yeah, homeless guy newspaper. It's called, like, some street sheets. Yeah. Do you ever read one? Me neither. I want to read one. Because it's got to be crazy. I should have bought one. Like, what are the homeless guys writing about? Extra, extra. Read all about it. Kleenex boxes make excellent shoes in a pinch. Turn to page 12 for our 53-day weather forecast. The weather every day will be inescapable.
The world of the homeless. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. This is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I've never been homeless. I've been poor, but not so poor that I didn't have a roof over my head. I can certainly sympathize with those that have been homeless because I know them. Some of them are in my family. I wasn't aware of their homelessness at the time and maybe couldn't have done anything much about it to begin with. But I do know to some degree what it's like, and I've imagined it. You ever, one time I threatened to run away, my grandmother said, go. She says, I'll pack your bag for you. I'm going. And I remember I was young. I was a little kid. And I walked out of the house. I mean, it was 2 miles to the gate where the highway was from our house. I got about 30 feet down the dirt road and remembered, I have no money, no food, no nothing. And I remember thinking, this is not exactly a well thought out plan, right? And people probably don't think about it. We had a young lady that worked for us, this company, years ago, and she got divorced. It was a horrible divorce. Loses her home. Has to sleep in her car with two daughters. It was a short amount of time before, she got family to take her in. But even that short amount of time, your life changes dramatically. You start thinking differently. Right? Think about, the little bit of thought I put into it, I remember asking myself, where would I shower? Where would I clean up? And I thought, you know what? I'd go to truck stops. But then, do you have a car? Can you put gas in your car? How much money do you have? Okay, well, I'll clean up at a convenience store. Go commandeer the bathroom for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, go and put the soap under your arms and clean yourself up, whatever, to be presentable. Would you know where to go for food all the time? I mean, I'm telling you this right now. If I were homeless, I'd be at the outside of a supermarket where they have, foods, and I would be waiting for the throwaway foods at there. Same with restaurants. at one point when I contemplated how to help the homeless, I went to friends of mine who are restaurateurs and said, hey, guys, how much food do you throw away a night? They said, well, Kev, we give mostly, try to give it to the staff. You know, we take it home, whatever, we eat it. But, you know, if we, and they go, that's pretty bad planning, you know, when we have too much left over, but we always have something. I go, what do you do with it? They go, we throw it away. I go, hey, well, could I come by and get it and give it to the homeless or whatever? And they go, nah, you can't. I said, why not? They said, because we would get sued. If anything happened to the homeless, they got sick for any reason, and it was blamed on us, big time problem. So the city says, you got to throw it out. Now, it's the same food that you and I have gone to the restaurant and bought. They go, nope, we got to throw it away. So the only way you could do it is if you did it illegally. You could go and say, you know, I'm going to take all that food, I'm going to set it up. But as soon as somebody knows you're doing it for the city, somebody's going to narc on you, get this, for feeding the homeless. This is how it works. It's a sad, it's an amazing tragedy, an ironic tragedy, that the thing that could get some of these people on their feet, you know, put food in their belly, especially when it's really cold, when you really need good sustenance, these guys are tossing food. It's illegal to help. We helped a veteran, a Navy veteran, who had to pay a $500 fine for dumpster diving to feed himself in the city of Houston, Texas. It is illegal to dumpster dive for anything. To feed yourself or anything. I don't know if it's for everything. I've seen people digging through there to get, you know, like these guys that are not hoarders, but they pick stuff up to sell later on. Which, by the way, based on the show I watch, what's it called? These guys run around picking up stuff, pickers? Yeah, that was the hint, right? Picking up stuff. These guys make a fortune, some of them. People don't even realize what they're throwing away. But in some municipalities, it's illegal to dumpster dive, and it certainly was illegal to dumpster dive for food for a 14-year Navy vet who was down on his luck trying to go see his daughter in California, and he had made it to Texas, coming up from Texas. It floors me. And the government says the only people who can help are us. They're the ones that say we are the only ones who are authorized to help. Now, the government, you would think that somebody would be smart enough in their thinking to say, well, look, all these restaurants are giving away food. How about we give a discount, you know, some sort of a tax break to the restaurants or making sure these meals are prepared, and then we'll gather up the food from the end of the evening, save it for a day or two or whatever, and then we'll just set it up to where we can make sure we feed the homeless. Surely, one would think that we could set something up that would be worthy of our time, right? How much food goes to waste every day throughout the world? Think about it. And where do you think most of it goes to waste? If you said the United States, you'd probably be right. These industrialized countries, we waste more food than you can imagine. Food that, I mean, I'll be honest, I'm a prude when it comes to onions and tomatoes and stuff like that. I won't use a tomato where it starts to look white. You know what I mean? Where when I cut a tomato, it's got to be, I mean, like meat. And as soon as I get any resistance where the root sort of comes in, I'm done. With an onion, same thing. I only use the middle part of an onion. I don't use the sides and all. I cut the best piece of the onion. And it's true of any fruit or vegetable. I'm a cooking prude. You will know if you eat a salad of mine, you're not going to get that, you know, that white part of a tomato that has no flavor. It's nothing. It might as well be gristle. Anyway, this is what I want to talk about. Homeless now, they want to give these barcode readers to barcode things too. And I saw a picture again. When I first saw homeless barcodes, I thought they were putting it like on their arm or their neck or something. No, it's a badge on a lanyard. And they say, why not make it even easier, you know, to give money to the homeless? So they have this barcode, and you can go up with your smartphone and scan it and put money on a homeless person's tab. Have you heard of this? You guys heard of it? Yeah, I can put it on your tab. That's what the new barcode does. They wear it around their neck. You scan the badge with your smartphone, and it donates to their account. And I said, when I saw this, I said, when a government can't get rid of the homeless, the problem, they give you a gimmick. It's not that the government doesn't steal enough of your money, enough to feed the entire world probably twice over. Now they want to make it easier for you to give on top of that. My suspicion is it's probably not even tax deductible, but who knows? This article was in the Telegraph in the UK. This is where they're doing it. Homeless people are wearing barcodes around their neck in an attempt to increase donations in a cashless society. See, when the homeless people come up to you before, you could go, I got no cash on me. And they'd be like, oh, okay, well, all right, whatever, thanks, man. But now they say, oh, hold on, I got my barcode. Just scan your phone. Make a donation of a buck or two. They call it the Oxford University. It's an Oxford University initiative. That's not what they call it, but that's where it was. A new social innovation project called Greater Change hands homeless people a QR code similar to the kind issued for online tickets. Yeah. Passersby who wish to give money, who may not have any change in their pocket, can scan the code using a smartphone, make an online payment to the person. Says the donation goes into an account which is managed by a caseworker who ensures that the money is spent on agreed targets, such as saving for a rental deposit or a new passport. The problem we're trying to solve here is that we live in an increasingly cashless society, as well as this, when people give, they worry about where the money might be spent on. So the solution we've come up with is a giving mechanism through your smartphone with a restrictive fund. Now, I say they haven't thought it through, because I foresee a lot of homeless victims of crimes. See, once I see you've worked all day panhandling, I'm just going to go snatch your lanyard and use your funds to get my crack, whatever I'm going to buy. Now, they say you scan it on your phone, a profile appears, tells you more about their circumstances, how they became homeless, what their job used to be, and it's a trial that they're trying in Oxford. I see this wrought with problems, but you know what? If somebody thinks this will work, good luck. Good try. Godspeed.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, crew, let's get her dug. Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm going to do whatever I can personally to try to prevent these abuses in the future. And if it means going to court, I will do that.
You have been more outspoken than really any former official. And in fact, it may be why many Republican legislators feel comfortable taking the president's side. They believe your comments have been over the top. Do you regret essentially accusing the president of treason? Do you regret some of the things you have said?
Well, I called his behavior treasonous, which is to betray one's trust and to aid and abet the enemy, and I stand very much by that claim.
You are the former CIA director accusing the sitting president of the United States. It's not a private citizen. A lot of people hear the former CIA director accusing the sitting president of the United States of treason. That's a monumental accusation.
Well, I think these are abnormal times.
I love it. I love that Brennan has decided to pick a fight with Donald Trump. It's David versus Goliath. And you guys think Trump is Goliath. No, Trump is David. And he's going to throw that stone and knock Goliath out. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. That was Brennan talking about abnormal times. He went on to say he's been speaking out against what Trump has done and is doing. And I'm going, what's he speaking out against? Russian collusion? And we're going to go further, and I'm going to tell you how Brennan has really worked himself into a corner. Donald Trump is brilliant, people. He knows what he's doing. Then Brennan goes on to say, I don't know, maybe it's just my high level of CIA training that makes me understand what Donald Trump is doing to the country. See, he could see it. You can't. And then he went on to say, he lies to the American people. And who am I not to speak out and speak out forcefully on behalf of the American people? You're an unelected bureaucrat. You're one man's opinion. That's who you are, Brennan. Because let me tell you, the overwhelming majority of Americans believe Donald Trump is doing great. I will repeat that for you weak-kneed conservatives. You people that believe all the hype of the lamestream media, despite knowing they're fake news, you still are questioning, can we beat these chumps in the midterms? You know who you are. And you know why you come here. Because you go, man, you know, I listen to Kevin and he really reinforces it. You know, I want to believe him. I got a really good friend. Well, I've sent him articles and said, hey, look at this article and you'll see that before Trump was even president, the numbers were trending down. You know how the left touts Hillary Clinton and her, oh, she won by 3 million votes. You should have seen in previous elections what presidents have won by, particularly Democrats. It's 7-8 million of the popular vote. It's much higher. The Democrats have lost every demographic under Barack Obama over the last decade. I showed that to my friend. I said, take Trump out of the equation. That's what was going on at the end of 2016. And I said, now add to that equation what Donald Trump has done, his stellar performance. Let me tell you why you are sticking with Trump, why you, whatever little weak-kneed attitude you might have, you still go, but I feel good because, man, Donald Trump is so successful. He's so good at it. You've watched Donald Trump win and time after time and battle after battle, and you're still questioning. You're still questioning. Speak up. Speak out. Let people know what's going on. John Brennan is scared, and so are the Democrats, and they want you to be scared. They need to transfer their fear to you, because that's what Democrats do. When they say you're a racist, they need to transfer their racism to you. When they say you're a misogynist, men, they need to transfer their misogyny to you. When they say you're homophobic or Islamophobic, they are transferring their own fears to you, because it's all backfired and spiraling against them. We have many things going on that will prove that. Go look at SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. And while you're there, donate. Because what an organization we have. We're proving that these people are nothing but vicious liars, that their agenda is, the only agenda that they have is how to enrich themselves doing the least amount of work. I haven't met very many conservatives who make that your agenda. You're willing to work hard. Let's say for an insurance business, you're willing to go out there and beat the bushes and put in 20 hard years so that your efforts then make it easier, where your clients continue to renew and you go, okay, it took me 20 years to finally get to where I'm actually, you know, I can take a breath. But you're willing to put in 20 hard years of work. Not beg anybody for anything. Do it. Live well beneath your means until the money comes in. Not the left. They will try to figure out how to leapfrog you, get to the big money, and they want to do it with your money. It's exactly what we're witnessing now. Anyway, Brennan has threatened to sue the president over this whole issue. He's threatened to sue him. And Donald Trump has said, you know what? Bring it on. Bring it on. Let me play this clip from John Bolton. Well, it's got multiple things to it, but let me play this clip and let you hear what they have to say about that.
Another day, another war of words between the White House and John Brennan. Today, a full frontal assault from the Trump administration blasting the former CIA director and defending its decision to strip away his security clearance. National Security Advisor John Bolton even upping the ante against the former spy chief.
It was my view at the time that he and others in the Obama administration were politicizing intelligence. I think that's a very dangerous thing to do. And I think especially for senior intelligence officials, career intelligence officials who come out of the government, to keep that wall of separation between intelligence and policy. I think a number of people have commented that he couldn't be in the position he's in of criticizing President Trump and his so-called collusion with Russia unless he did use classified information.
But Brennan isn't backing down, even threatening to take his concerns to court.
I have been contacted by a number of lawyers, and they have already given me their thoughts about the basis for a complaint, an injunction, to try to prevent him from doing this in the future. If my clearances and my reputation as I'm being pulled through the mud now, right, if that's the price we're going to pay to prevent Donald Trump from doing this against other people, to me it's a small price to pay. So I am going to do whatever I can personally to try to prevent these abuses in the future. And if it means going to court, I will do that.
Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Donald Trump fired back. He fired back on former CIA director Crooked John Brennan, who says, I'm going to sue the president, not on behalf of my security clearance, but on behalf of the clearance of others. And here's what President Trump tweeted. I hope John Brennan, the worst CIA director in our country's history, brings a lawsuit. It will then be very easy to get all of his records, text, email and documents to show that not only the poor job that he did, but how he was involved with the Mueller rigged witch hunt, he won't sue. Now, let me tell you why that is so freaking genius and so freaking powerful. It's because if John Brennan doesn't sue, Donald Trump is saying, you're validating the witch hunt. If he does sue, it's going to open up a can of worms on this guy because Trump can crawl up his buttocks with a microscope and look at everything that he did in conjunction with anybody that relates to the government. That is why it's genius. He's danged if he do and he's danged if he don't. Man. Woo! Sometimes I just love being me and being able to understand all this stuff. This is powerful. Donald Trump calling him out. Now, look, let me just go ahead and say it, because there's a lot of people out there. That's not very presidential. Yeah, that's not very... He's not acting very presidential. George Bush wouldn't have done that. Barack Obama appointed a communist Muslim sympathizer as the director of the CIA. That's what he did. And you're right, George Bush probably wouldn't have done a thing. Good for all of them. Let me tell you something. That is genius, what this man did. He's and I love his language to it. He says, I'm going to get his records, his text, his email, his documents to show that he did a poor job. And that's why I can revoke his security clearances. And also, I'll show his involvement with the Mueller rigged witch hunt. He didn't say the Mueller investigation. Oh, I know. That would have sounded a lot better, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. I know, because some of you just don't like the way Donald Trump says things. It's so offensive. Get over it. And you know why Donald Trump said he won't sue! Exclamation point. Guess what you're going to be hearing all throughout the week? You're going to hear Donald Trump saying, I dare Mueller to sue. I mean, I dare Brennan to sue. I dare him. He's going to get all the surrogates. Hey, we're waiting on it. Let's see that lawsuit. And you know what you're going to get? You're going to get bupkis. I'm predicting it right now. I'm happy to eat crow, because if he eats crow, it's going to be the worst thing that happened to the Democrats, and they know it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.